Okay, today is Daf Kuv Vav. We're on Kuv Beis Amud Beis, Kuv Hey Amud Beis, up to the Gemara. So we said that if it's a Makas Medina, if some plague happens to the whole Medina, then you, Mr. Chocher, Mr. Worker, are able to deduct the damage, the amount that you owe. There's no way you can deliver whatever percentage you promised. There's no way you can deliver the Makas Medina. You're allowed to deduct it. If it's not a Makas Medina, then you're still stuck with the percentage you promised. So heichi dami makas medina. What's a makas medina? This is a fascinating gemara today. Fascinating. Amar of Yehuda kigon de ish duf ruba de baga. Most of the valley got destroyed. Most of the area got destroyed. Right. Very simple. That's a makas medina. Ula amar kigon shenishtadfu arba sados me arba ruchaseha. It means you're in the middle. Every direction you look, there was damage. Same thing. It's the same idea.
A radius, like a
four. Amar Ula, Bar Rava. They asked a question. Mar Rava, Nishtaf Telem Echad. If one, I'm not sure what this means. One row got damaged. Al Pnei Kula, on the face of the whole area. My, what's the story there? Is that considered Makas Medina, or Nishtair Telem Echad Al Pnei Kula, or one row didn't get damaged? Mahu, what's the story? Afsika, Bira, Mai. If there are empty fields that separate some damage, what's the story there? Aspasta, Mai. What if the aspasta got destroyed? Aspasta shoots that animals eat, right? That's what got damaged. So is that considered Makas Medina? It's not really edible human food. Zera, Acher, Mai. What if only another species, another type of seed got destroyed? Chiti, Legabis, Orim. If it's wheat regarding barley, Kizera Achardami, is that considered another seed, or low or not? Is barley and wheat the same thing, really? Is not. Kololam kula b'shidafon, the whole world has a shidafon. Vishalo b'yirakon, the whole world had this problem. You had this problem. Inami kololam kula b'yirakon, some kind of rotting away. Vishalo b'shidafon, you had a different kind of problem, but it's still a Makas Medina or not. Maya, what's all these questions take? We don't know the answer to all these questions. Okay? Fine. That's it, teiku. Here we go. Listen to this gemara. Amalei, if the owner says like this, Zare chiti, I want you to plant wheat. I want you to plant wheat. Va'azal hu v'zare tari. And the guy didn't listen. He went ahead and planted barley. So he didn't do what the owner wanted him to do. But anyway, v'ishtadif rubit debaga. Rove of the area got destroyed anyway. It was a Makas Medina. V'ishtadif nami hanak d'zare delay. And that field with the barley also got destroyed. So do you say it doesn't matter? Now, Mai, what's the story? What are the two sides of the question?
Well, that happened with the wheat also.
Exactly. So, Mai, what's the story? Me and Marina, do we say, to Amale, the worker could say, Ilu Zara Chiti, if I would have planted wheat, what makes no difference? Havinai Mishtatfa, would have been destroyed no matter what I did.
Right.
Oh, Dilma.
Maybe not.
What, maybe not? How could that be maybe not?
Maybe because wheat is higher, it wouldn't be affected.
Nothing to do with that. Oh, Dilma, listen to the other side. Matzi Amale, the owner could say, listen, Ilu Zarachiti, had you planted wheat, have a Mekayim be, it would have been Mekayim for me, the Pasuk, that says in Eov, Vatigzar Omer, Vekayim Lach, that Hashem decrees and he delivers for you. Meaning, I davened for that I should have a good year, a good crop in wheat. Had you planted wheat, Hashem would have listened to me. You did something I didn't daven for, so of course it got destroyed. You have such a taina? Look what Rashi says. Rashi says in the second skinny line.
So you're about to go off that one.
No. Vatigzar Omer. Masha tevakesh bin hayotzer. What I asked from Hashem. Yase. He delivered. He did. Vani lo bikashti min hashemayim b'tzchilat hashana. I didn't daven for this on Rosh Hashanah. Sheyitzatzileini b'tzaorim. That Hashem should give me a hatzala with barley. Ela b'chitim. Only with wheat. So therefore, it's an unbelievable Gemara.
Yeah.
Unbelievable Gemara. Therefore, it's not my fault. It's not a Makas Medina. It's Makas Medina, technically a Makas Medina. But you can't deduct because you didn't listen to what I davened for. Had you listened to what I davened for, somehow I would have been saved. Unbelievable Gemara.
It's a little far-fetched.
Far-fetched is the wrong word. The right word is that it shows you the power of tefillah.
No.
That's the right word. It shows you the power of tefillah. Whenever you, if you ever go to a tefillah, like a tefillah b'iyun shir, they're going to mention this gemara. This is one of the big makoros for the power of tefillah. Now, we don't understand this power, and we daven three times a day, just mumbling words, right? Once in a while we have some kavana now and then. We try all the time, but it's not easy. We don't understand this. This is what davening can do. And by the way, mistabra, it's mistaber, the amar lei, that the owner has a good taina. It's right. Had you planted wheat, have a mekayim b'vitigzer omer, that Hashem decrees, v'yikayim lach, and he delivers for you, v'al derechecha naga or, and on that way he gives light. That's what the Gemara answers. It's a good taina. You hear this?
But the tenant says, well, your neighbor, who's a real tzaddik, he planted wheat, and he davened for it.
That's the question on the Gemara. Right. What about everyone else?
That's not the tefillahs. Tefillahs are, I should have come, you ask for a specific, I want wheat panos.
So think about it like this. You're a dentist. So when you daven Rosh Hashanah, I should have a good year being a dentist. Now, by some crazy thing of luck, you end up becoming a rabbi, right? Some other thing. That was so far from my profession. I never thought in a million years I'd daven everything. Right? This is what I do for a living. I should help me with this. Somehow, by some unforeseen events, he ended up becoming a taxi driver.
He's a farmer in this, not in anything else.
I hear you. But you see what it is? You want to say something? It's an unbelievable Gemara. Unbelievable.
You think Kushner happens to be the...
I don't know. I think he did, by the way.
He davened good. He was davened very well.
Yes. Hard, exactly. Hard.
He davened very, very well.
Nishtadfu kol sadosav. Listen to the next case. Nishtadfu kol sadosav shal machir. Everything the owner owns got destroyed. Vishtadav nami ha b'hadayu. This one also got destroyed. So the guy's got fields in Woodmere. He also has fields in Virginia and South Carolina. Everything he owns got destroyed. However, v'loishtadav ruba debaga. But there was no plague in here in Woodmere. That didn't happen. But his field got destroyed.
For a different reason?
For a different reason. It got destroyed. For only his field. But every field he owns throughout the country also got destroyed. My, what's the story? What are the two sides of the suffix? Me, I'm going to do. We say, Kivin de lo ishtad de fruba de baga, lo magvit, lo marachile. Since it's not a makas medina, the worker can't deduct. It's not a makas medina. This guy never had bad luck. It doesn't prevent, the worker still has to produce. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivin de ishtad de kulu arisa. Since everything this guy owns got destroyed, even in the south, right? Matzi armale, so the worker could say, "Haimishum lesach didachu." It's your lesach means luck. It's your bad luck. It's your luck. Daha mishtadfu calls it zecha. Everything you own got destroyed. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Everything you own got destroyed. So what does the Gemara answer? Which one's who's right? Mistabra the amarle. Listen to this. Mistabra that the owner could say, "Listen." If it was my bad luck, have a mashayer li porta. Hashem would leave something for me. Why wipe me out totally? Hashem wouldn't do that. He'll leave a little bit something. Like it says, kinesh arnu ma'at meharbe. Right? A little bit left over. Since Hashem didn't do that, he mamish wiped out everything I have, it must be it's also your fault. And therefore, you cannot deduct. You hear this? Doesn't make any sense?
I hear it, but I don't hear it.
I think, nice try.
By the tenant not paying him, it just compounds how much worse it can get from him.
Right.
He's getting it bad, so he keeps getting it worse.
So now we're going to look at the contrary, the opposite, the contrast case. The contrast case is when everything the chocher owns gets destroyed. Let's see what happens here. Now, nishtad fukos, the chocher, everything this guy owns. He owns fields and it doesn't work for you. Right? But everything he owns got destroyed. V'ishtadav ruba debaga. But, so he owns fields in North Carolina. That all got destroyed. He's working for you here in Woodmere. And happens to be there's a makas medina here in Woodmere. So it got destroyed anyway. Right? V'ishtadav ruba debaga. V'ishtadav nami hada badayu. So in Woodmere, the chocher is only working. He doesn't own it. He's working for you. But there was a makas medina. Everything got destroyed. But it happens to be that the news report said that whatever this guy, worker owns everywhere else in the country also got destroyed. Not Makas Medinas. Right? So now, Maya, what's the story? Is he able to deduct or not? Me, Amrina, do we say, Kivan Dishtad of Ruba Debaga, since it was a Makas Medina here in Woodmere, Menakila, he can deduct, it's not his fault as Makas Medina, Odilma, Kivan Dishtad of Kula Arisa, since the whole world, everything he owns got destroyed, everything he owns, what a bad mazel, Matzi Amarle, the owner could say, Mishum Lasech Didachu, it's your bad luck, Daha, Mishtadvu Kal Sadasecha, everything you own got destroyed, it's your bad luck. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, I think it seems to be the Amar Lay that the owner could say, Mishum Lata Lasach, who? It's your bad luck? You hear this? It's your bad luck. Now the Gemara says, but 1 minute. Amai, why is that true? Hachanami, Lay Malay, why can't the worker say, Imishum Latai Didi, if it's my bad luck, have a Mishar Lay Porta? Hashem would give me something left over, like we said before. The owner was allowed to say that. Why can't the worker say it too? Well, Hashem doesn't wipe everybody out totally. He leaves him something. So, Mikayim B, Kinesharim Ad Maharbe. Why wouldn't he leave me something over? The fact that he didn't leave anything over is a raya that it's Makas Medina.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore, I should be able to deduct.
Maybe he wasn't himself and have anything
left. Ah, Mishum Da Amar Lay, the owner's going to say back to him, Ihavi Chazis Lishtayure Lach Midi. If you were merit to have something left over for you, you're such a bad guy, Hashem's giving it to you so bad, if you deserved to get something left over, have a mishayalach medinafshach, then Hashem would have left over something that you own. Not something that you're working on. That makes no sense. If you're entitled to a hatzalah porta, you're entitled to a little bit left over, something that wouldn't Hashem leave you over, something you own? That's something you're working on. It makes no sense. Since Hashem didn't do that, it's a riot that's all your fault. You hear this? Unbelievable Gemara here. And we could spend a long time. This is such a hashkafa Gemara, no?
Yeah. Well, he could also be a very good person, Sadik or Rabba.
So we don't know. We don't know how Hashem runs the world. So for every statement you say that Sadik Varalo, therefore what?
So therefore, he is a good person. He's
right, so how is it Tzadik Varalo worse than a Rasha V'Tovlo?
How is it worse?
Yeah. A Tzadik Varalo, Hashem destroys everything. But a Rasha V'Tovlo, he has a good. How's that fair? Because the answer is, the Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Tovlo, Tzadik Varalo and Rasha V'Tovlo don't mean what we think they mean. Explain to me, how is a Tzadik Varalo getting worse than a Rasha V'Tovlo? How could that be? So that's an obvious question. That's why those Gemaras we don't understand them.
Right.
Right? We don't know how Hashem runs the world. For every statement that you have, Hashem runs it like this, there's another statement, he runs it like that.
Right.
And they contradict each other, they're mutually exclusive, right? We don't know how Hashem runs the world.
I understand that, but you could say that the reason he's getting punished, he's inherently a good person.
Yeah.
So therefore he's getting punished because...
Yeah, well, Hashem wants to give him more Olam Haba. That's the answer, right? Right.
So therefore, this is a particular event. It's not.
I hear you. That could be that what the guy has got to do a cheshbon nefesh every night when he goes to sleep and he looks at his life. But in terms of the owner payment over here, these are what?
Practically.
Exactly. It doesn't change anything.
The Chavetz Chaim used to go to the attic and talk to himself. And
I understand.
And talk and ask himself why he wasn't a better person.
I understand. 100%.
That doesn't change the fact that you either have to pay or you don't have to pay.
It doesn't change anything. Right.
People are different madrigas.
Okay, exactly. So why is one person get this and one person get that? We have no idea. The question is it a valid taina in Beis Din where we're not going to let him deduct? And the answer is yes.
So you're saying these are arguments that would be brought to a Beis Din?
Yeah.
Not just a conversation.
Correct. These are halachas about payment, no?
Right. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Now,
what?
Meisvei, 1 minute, 1 minute. So Meisvei, it says like this. There's a halacha that when you buy a field, right, before Yovel, so the halacha is, you buy a field, right, you're not allowed to redeem it back, you're not allowed to ask for it back, buy it back, unless the guy has it for at least 2 years. The guy, the one who bought it, has to have it 2 years. He can't redeem it back for 2 years. As a matter of fact, the pasuk says, "B'mitzbar shnei tevuos yimachelach." He's got to sell it for 2 years, right? So, Mesir, 1 minute. What about like this? I sold it to you for 2 years. I sold it to you for more than 2 years, but I can't redeem it back for 2 years. I come after 2 years and I say I want it back, and you say to me, "The halacha says you can get it back." However, hayishnas shidafon, 1 year was a blight, v'yirakon, it was a rotting away. Oshvius, or one of the years was Shemitah. Oh, Shoshnanim Kishne Eliyahu, or was like Eliyahu Anovi's time when there was a famine. Rashi says, right, she says, Shilo Yodu Gishamim. I think it means in the whole world, not just in your area, in the whole world, not just in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world. So we'll see why that's very important in a minute. So the buyer says, listen, the halacha says I have to give it back. I didn't get 2 years out of it. It was 2 calendar years, that's true, but I didn't get 2 years out of it. Ain't olam and a minion. Those years don't count. Shemitah doesn't count. I couldn't work on it. There was a blight. There was a makas medina. There was a famine. I didn't get a chance to work on it for 2 years. Yes, I had it for 2 calendar years. Doesn't make a difference. Those years don't count. So you get more time. Right? Now, Kitani, it says, Shidafon v'yirakon, these blights, Dumya deshanim kishnein Eliyahu. Just like the years of Eliyahu and Navi's times. Which means, Ma shani Eliyahu, just like the years of Eliyahu, the lo havi tvua klal, there was no tvua at all, nowhere. Af hachanami, so to here, the lo havi tvua klal, no tvua anywhere. Aval, the ikka tvua, but if there's tvua somewhere else, salkale, it's a good taina. Vlo amrina, makas medinahu. We don't say it's a makas medina. We just explained that a makas medina means that in your area, it's a makas medina. But we see from here that if you buy a field, and you buy a field in Woodmere, right? And the whole United States of America has a drought. But in China, it's not a drought. Right? That would not be a valid taina. Because the blight that you have in the United States of America is not like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi. Years of Eliyahu HaNavi, even in China, even in America, and even in Israel, there was no food. The whole world was suffering. If you don't have that, then it's not a valid reason to push off the return of the property. Meaning, the 2 years don't, in English it's a word called toll. They don't stop. They keep on going. Right? You said, well, I didn't get 2 years out of it. It's not my problem. It's your problem. The whole America was, so what? In China, there was plenty nice and beautiful over there. You hear the question is? And we said that Amakas Medina means your area. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Nachab Yitzchak, Shani Hasam. No, it's different over there. Damar Kra, B'mispar Shnei Tevuos, Yimachilach. Shonim Sheyesh Bem Tevuah Ba'olam. It means 2 years when there's something in the world. You can't get apples and oranges. That's talking about planting in the world. And this is talking about your neighborhood. Amar Lev Ashilur of Kahana, Elamiata, Shviyas Talom and Aminion. Then why doesn't Shemitah go into the count? Why is Shemitah excluded? We said Shemitah doesn't count. What? Just Shemitah in Woodmere? So I should read the Israel, right? So I could tvua be a chutz laretz. This tvua in chutz laretz. Why would that be a toll? It shouldn't stop the count, right? If it's like Eliyahu Hanavi, there's no shmita in chutz laretz. So the Gemara says, Amale, no, shviyas avkata de malkahu. Hashem said that. Hashem said that shmita doesn't count. Right? Rashi says, Hamelech bitlu milzare. Hashem said you're not allowed to plant during shmita. The king said that. It's as if it's not here. The lo kara hakasav liyisrael shnasa tvua. It's not called for a Jew a year of planting. It doesn't make a difference. That's an exception. Amalei marzucha braid the Rav Mari Ravina elamiata shvius lo talo mena girua. Then 1 second. If that's the case, then shmita shouldn't count for the deduction. Right. The halacha is that if you sell a field and you want to redeem it, you have to pay a selah and a punyon per year. Talking about an ancestral field, the measurement of the field to plant a kur, whatever it is, in a chomer, whatever that is, that those dimensions. The halacha is, you can redeem it back 1 selah per year, plus a punyon. Now 1 second, but if I can't use the field during Shemitah, why am I redeeming it for 49 years? It should only be 42 years. Those 7 years of Shemitah shouldn't count, because I can't plant anyway. You hear that question? Right? Alamatana, why does it say? I know it's in Sela Opunyon Lashana. You have to give a Sela and a Opunyon for each year, including Shemitah years. Why? Amalei, difficult answer here. Shiny Hasam, it's different. It's true. You can't work on the field. That you can't do. But you can lay out your fruit on it. So it's not totally useless. So therefore you have to pay if you want to redeem it back.
That's not considered hanah?
It's not an issue not getting hanah from planting. You're getting hanah from the ground. So it's just an area that you're allowed to do, I guess.
Okay.
Right. You're not working the land.
No, I understand.
It's just it's a storage area. It's to be storage for the next year. I'll use it for storage.
But you're getting indirect hanah.
So storage.
The problem is even more complicated than that because you automatically have that cheshbon into the account.
I know.
That's one.
I know.
Nobody goes, you know what? I'm now losing out a year. We're losing out a year. You didn't get anything.
Right. I know.
It's true.
The price that he uses of Yosef, an example, not Yosef.
Because what? I don't know.
That's a good point.
Maybe it was worse. I don't know. Okay.
Yosef, it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, yes, it was.
It's all over.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Amar Shmuel. Lo Shano El Shazara Vetamcha. All this is only true. Or what? All this is true where by Machas Medina and we deducted. That's only all that's true if they planted Vitzamcha and it sprouted. Then V'achlachagav. Then the locust came and destroyed it. Avolo Zara Klal Lo. But if it never took root, if you never planted it, then if there's no deduction, the Amar Le, the owner could say Ilu Zare Have. If you would have planted it, Have Mekayim be Lo Yevoshu Be'es Ra'a. We may avonius, but ooh, I would have been spared. You didn't even plant, so of course he's chayev. You can't deduct now. You didn't even try. Masav Rashesh is 1 minute. That's what we say. You didn't even try. Roeh shayu roeh, a shepherd's shepherding. V'iniach edro. He takes a lunch hour too long, and he goes back to town to the tavern. Spends all afternoon over there. Ubal there, he comes to the city. And while he's in the city, right? So what is that called? It's called Tchilasa B'Pshia V'Sofa B'Ones. Had you been there, what are you going to do? You going to stop the lion? No. So, Ein Omrim, we don't say Ilo HaYisham HaYamatzil. We don't say that. Had you been there, you could have saved it. You're not going to save it. You can't beat a lion. However, Ela Omrim, we do say, Im Yochal HaHatzil, if you could have done it, Yechayiv. You had a shotgun, maybe Yechayiv. V'Yim Lav Potter. And if not, you're Potter. Right? We don't say for sure because we don't know. So we estimate. Could you have done anything? If yeah, you chayev that your potter. Now 1 second. Vamai. Why is that? Name a lay. Let's say ihavehasim. Had you been there, have a mekayim be, you would have been mekayim. The following pasuk. Gamas ari, gamas adov, hikayavdecha. You would have been able to defeat that animal. Maybe. Just like we're saying. Had you been there, had you planted, every field in the neighborhood got destroyed. And Hashem would have speared yours. Why? Because Hashem would have been Mekayim me, that pasuk. Meaning, Hashem would have done an ace for me. So you would have gone to town. Yeah, you could fight a lion. Maybe it's like Shimshon Agibar. You'll fight a lion. You'll defeat him. So the Gemara answers, Mishum da Amar Lei, because the shepherd could say back, Ihav is chazis l'scharusha l'nitza. What, Hashem can do an ace for me? Right? What? No, that's not the point. If Hashem was going to do an ace for me, and what? And defeat the lion, I'm going to defeat the lion, do I don't have to be there? I can defeat the lion while I'm getting drunk in the tavern just as well, if I'm ready for an ace. Right? Then let an ace happen for me, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The masid easy, dubi bekarnayu. That somehow, what is that, the goat...
That the goats fought off the
lions. Why do I have to be there? I could be getting drunk at the tavern, and the goats, I've been ready for an ace. What kind of answer is that? So, v'nei malei, that's ridiculous. The owner could say back, no. Nehi, de l'nisa rabba lo havi chazina. No, you're not ready for an ace like that. But l'nisa zuta, for a small ace, chazi. Be ready, you are ready for a small ace. But you have to be, you have to show up. You're not like such a madriga, you could be getting drunk and an ace will happen for you. But a small nace maybe would have happened. So you'd be chayev if you're there. So just like the owner could say, had you planted, Hashem would have spared my field. So too, the owner could say to the shepherd, had you been there, my animals wouldn't have gotten destroyed. Why don't we say that? Kasha. You hear that? That's a good kasha.
I am shocked.
Unbelievable.
Why could he not turn around and say, as many people did on 9/11, had I been there, I might have been killed by a lion, but, you know, it was a miracle that I happened to be in the town.
Right, right. I know.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways, right?
It does.
Yeah, you could...
We don't know how Hashem runs the world. It's the same thing.
And by the way, what about the following statement, which we've spoken about, that when the mashchet is loose, there's no difference in a shog between a rasha and a tzaddik.
Right.
So when the lion is loose, then everybody goes down. Yeah. That's not the pshat. No? That's what he's saying, right?
No, because not every shepherd's losing.
What do you mean?
Only this shepherd.
The lion came after you.
Right? So when the Nazis come into town...
They kill everybody.
But if I would have been there, Nathan would happen for me. Don't say that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Don't say that.
Because that's not general. That's not specific.
What do you mean?
The analogy is...
Oh, because they're coming to the whole town as opposed to coming to my house.
My house.
Uh-huh, just my house.
You're in trouble.
Right, I hear you.
Oh, then you got a problem.
Right. I hear you. It's very, yeah, listen, these are like deep thoughts here.
We work on this thing forever.
Yeah, we work on this forever. By the way, that's probably the number one reason why it's so challenging, especially for teenagers. They see things in black and white.
Yeah.
And there's no answers to these. No answers. There's no answers. The guy's father's down on his luck, and the kids... There's no answer. Such a good guy, my father. Why is he? There's no answer to these questions. So what does it do? It makes them lose some faith, right? What can I tell you? It's tough things, you know. Very like the Gemara doesn't really discuss these things. Once in a while, it's like today, a daf like today. They're very rare. This daf like this, and it's not even a garata.
And the answer is not helpful.
The answer is not helpful. It's not helpful.
They're saying things about lemanisi.
Why? What's the answer? The answer is wait till 120. Have patience. It's a hard answer.
Well, the Brachos talked a little bit about Yisur and different
genres. Right, so we don't understand all that.
I understand them.
It doesn't make anybody feel better.
It doesn't make him feel better. It just makes the kasha harder.
Right. An overview.
It goes against human nature that the one you love, you hurt. Human beings don't act like that. You love your wife, you love your kids, you torture them. That makes no sense. It's a real torture, right? Mamash Yisur. So we don't understand that. We don't do that. We don't behave that way.
I feel like age-old
questions.
So it's the age-old questions. Age-old questions.
Why do bad things happen?
Right. The age-old questions. There's no answers. Right? Okay.
I feel like my wife tortures me.
Well, you deserve it.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Tani Chada, we learned in one place, Pam Rishona Vishnia Zeroa. The first time, the second time, you have to plant. Shlishis, right? If it happened a third time... Ain't a zero. You don't have to try anymore. Two tries is all you got to give. The third time, you don't have to try. V'tani yidach shlosha zara v'rviyas ain't a zara. No, you have to try three times, and then the fourth time, you don't have to try. It wasn't successful three times. This is it's a dot over here. Lo kasha, tanakasha, ha-karebi, ha-kashirbe gamliel. Right, it's machlokes. Ha-karebi damar betrays him to have a chazaka. Twice is a chazaka. I tried this field twice. I have no hatzlacha here. I'm not matzliach over here. That's it. I give up. You have to try a third time. Amr Shlakish, Lo Shad El Shazara, Vitzamcha, V'achla Chagav. Same thing that Shmuel said. All that's true. If you tried, if you planted, then you, Shazara, you planted, Vitzamcha, you sprouted, V'achla Chagav. And then the grass, then the locust came. Aval Zara, V'lo Tzamcha, but if it didn't take root, Matzi Amale, Balakarka, Call you made Zara, Zara Leva Azal, for Azal. Give it time. It didn't take root yet. Don't be such a rush to call in the locust. Give it some time. Ad Emas, how much time you give it? So Amar Papa, Ad Asi Arise Midabra, when the Aris comes home from the field, the Kaima Kima Areshayu, and the constellation Kima is up in the sky. Meaning that the Kima is up in the sky, that constellation is up in the sky at the end of the day. When is that? So Rashi, it's a gigantic Rashi going through the cycle of the constellation. It ends up, it's an Adar. So in other words, just because you planted and you don't see any Hatzlacha here, nothing's growing, give it till Adar. Give it till Adar. Right? Now, we're going to ask a very long question. How could it be till Adar? That the planting season is an Adar? Meisve, 1 minute. Those are the times of seeding. What? Chatzi kislev, teves, v'chatzi shvat, that's called choref. Chatzi shvat, Adar, and Chatzin is in his car. It's called car. It's from the pasuk in Parshas Noach. Chatzi Nisan, Iyar, Chatzi Sivan is Katzir, the harvest. Chatzi Sivan, Tamuz, Chatzi Av is Kaitz, the summer. Chatzi Av, Elv, Chatzi Tishrei is Chom. That's one pshat. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mona, Mitishrei. No, it's Tishrei Cheshvan, is one. Kislev Teves, not half and half and half. That's the second pshat. And Rebbe Shimon Mona, Mimar Cheshvan. He starts to count from Cheshvan itself. Cheshvan and Kislev, so he pushes it off a month. Now, Man Mekel Bekulu, who's the most Mekel? Meaning, what that means is, Rashi says on the bottom, on the top, the wide line on top, B'meshach Yimei HaZera, L'mi Shebo La'achar Zarosav. In other words, who is the latest time that you can harvest? The answer is, Reb Shimon. V'kulei hai lo kamar. Even he doesn't say you can harvest an Adar. So, how can the Gemara say here, give it time, give it to Adar. Even the most Mekel Shita says, no, not an Adar already, it's too late. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha de kabel b'nei b'charife, ha de kabel b'nei b'afli. It depends on if it's an early harvest or a late harvest. Rashi said, early harvest is charife is chitin, shifon, hanazram, b'tchilas achoref. Wheat and those kinds of things that are planted in the beginning of the winter. And afli is saorin, v'kidni is hanazram ba'adar. So taka adar makes sense. That this whole this brisa was talking about not these things, right? Wheat, but barley and kidney is beans, whatever can be planted later. So it's not such a kasha.
It's just only Eretz Yisrael everywhere.
I think it's only Eretz Yisrael. Then we said Rabbi Huda Omer in Kibla Mimenu Mamos. If you took money, if you paid for it in money, not paying for it in produce, you can never say it's a Makas Medina, right? Hogar, there was a guy the Kabal Are Lamizre Bahu Tumi. He something with garlic. He planted garlic, aguda de har malka sava next to the river bezuzi, and he paid for it. He rented it. Then what happened? It's daka nahari de malka sava. Then the sava the river flooded the crops. Also kamei de rava amalei nahar malka sava lo avid de mistaker. That never happens. That it floods the crops. Therefore makas medina he. It's a makas medina zil nachile go deduct. Amrule Rabban Rav. 1 minute. Zanon Tanan. Rabbi Huda Omer. Im Kibla Haymenu B'Moz. Benkachu Benkach. Ena Manakalo Menchalgro. You don't deduct if you're paid in cash. Amale. Less the Chashlu Rabbi Huda. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like Rabbi Huda. Don't worry about that. We don't hold like that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mekabel Shadam Mechaveru Ba'Asara Kor. If you promise to deliver 10 kor chitin l'shana of wheat, v'laksa. And it doesn't grow, it's stunted. No sin, lo bitocha. Give from the field itself, whatever you got in there. Hayuchita yafis, if it's unbelievable wheat, unbelievable. Mamash can go in the museum this wheat. Yeah. Lo yomala, listen, I'll keep this wheat for myself. I'll go to the store and I'll buy him the wheat. I'm going to make a killing over here. No. Harin lakeach men ashuk. I'll go to the shuk and give him what I owe him and keep the wheat. No. Elanosin lo menatocha. You have to give it from the field itself. You can't do that. Hagavra, there was a guy, the Kabal Arul Aspasa Bekuri Desari. He agreed to plant Aspasta, and the payment was going to be with barley. He was going to pay with barley. But he's planting Aspasta, which is much cheaper than barley. It's animal food. Of the Aspasta, he did it. Vicharsha, beautiful. He plowed. Vizari. Vilaki Hani, Vizari Sari? And he planted the barley. V'laku hani sari. And the barley got destroyed. The barley was no good.
Right?
So, shalchalei Rav Chabiba Misura, the paras, the kamei de Ravina, kegav namai. What's the story here? Can you deduct? Said, what are you talking about? Ki laksa noesan lamitocha dami olo. When the barley got destroyed, is that considered part of the field or not? So, amale, no, me dummy, you can't compare. We said that whenever if it's stunted, you give the stunted. Over here, Hassam lo of the ayir l'shulchet demara. You were not there in the case of the Mishnah. You promised to produce. You promised to pay wheat. The wheat happened to be bad wheat, so the wheat didn't do its job. Hacha, but over here, of the ayir l'shulchet demara, the field did its job. Why? It was supposed to produce aspasta. You're going to give barley from somewhere else. That barley is no good. What kind of tithe is that? You promised me barley. You can't give me bad barley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the field itself has the bad barley, that's a different story.
Right.
You understand what we're saying over here? No. The field did what it's supposed to. It's supposed to produce a spasta. It did. Yeah, yeah. I'm paying you. I can't pay you junk.
Yeah, but he grew the barley.
So what? Yeah. It's done not on this field. Now we're going to say the same thing. I'm renting your pot. I'm going to give you wine. Talking about the wine got sour. Suffer of Kahana Lamemar, the Hani Masisa. It's the same thing as our Mishnah. Laksa, Nosa, Lomitocha. If it gets damaged, you give, so I'll give you the bad wine. That's the same thing. Amalir Vashi, Mita, you can't compare. Hasim of the Irish Lichutse. There, the land didn't do what it's supposed to do. Which is what? Produce the wheat. Hacha, of the Irish Lichutse. The field did what it's supposed to do. Which is what? Paradise, whatever. Pomegranates, oranges, whatever it was. It did. You want to give drunk wine? You can give drunk wine. However, Modi Ravashi agrees, beinve dachdum, with grapes of dachdum, they got worms in them,
yeah.
Or besade shalaksa beumreha, or if the field got some kind of problem,
blight.
What? Some kind of blight, right? Then you can deduct. Why is that? Why can you deduct in such a case? Why? So I think because somehow the field, you needed the field for the, in order to deliver what you promised, you needed that wine. So if that's the case, then he would agree. Does that make sense?
No, because we only agree that it's something
if it's for the field. What?
Yeah.
If that was the deal. So for some reason here, these kinds of grapes, Rashi agrees. I'm not sure why. What does the article say?
Why is it any different than having a bad crop? Why is it any different than having a bad crop?
Right, it's too bad on you.
Yeah.
That's not what the deal was. The deal was, I'm working on your field, you pay me this.
Right.
So
produce needs to be left on the field, turn them out to time for it to be processed.
But it's on the same field. Must be the same field. So
maybe. Has to be left in the field, the damage is attributable to the field, not performed as it should have.
Okay. So for some reason, for some reason, then you can deduct, for some reason. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very, very good day.